Hello?
Hiya, is that Lee?
It is.
Hi, it's Francesca from INS Law calling about the inquiry that you submitted for the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yes.
Okay, is now a good time to talk?
Yes, yep.
Yep, fab. So before we begin, I just need to confirm some details for data protection. So would
Yeah.
I be able to get your full name, please?
It's Lee Cabogo.
And any middle names?
No.
No, fab. And your date of birth?
It's the 8th of February 1981.
And your current address.
It's 123 Dunlop Road,
Yep. And your postal.
Dumfries. It's a Delta Golf 2, 9 November Lima.
That Dunlop Road, yeah.
Dunlop is in the tire. Dunlop, yeah.
Yeah.
Dunlop.
That's how it spells it. And then the email I have on file for you is lee.carruthers1981@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so just to let you know as well. So all calls are recorded for training quality purposes.
Yep.
And also, just for an added layer of security for your application, so we like to get a password. So if anyone contacts you regarding the redress scheme, if they can't provide the password, then you know it's not us.
Right, okay.
So what would you like it to be?
Donna Michelle.
Donna Michelle Fab. Okay, perfect. So obviously regarding this application, so I experienced that I sorry, I appreciate discussing experiences connected to it can be difficult and upsetting. So please take your time during the call. And if you need a break at any point, any further explanation or support, if you want to continue another time, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties or any vulnerabilities that you want to make me aware of? No, no problem. So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish Redress Scheme, go through your options, explain how INS Law operates, discuss funding and fees, and then gather some more information to assess whether and how we can assist you. Is that all okay?
Right. Yeah.
So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So it's important that you know all of your available options before you decide whether to instruct us. So you are entitled to apply directly to the Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor. So they send out an application pack, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application.
Right.
So under that government scheme, those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, regardless of whether you're successful or not.
Okay.
And then the third option then is us. So INS Law, so we don't operate under that scheme, so we don't claim the government funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement. So we're not paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you.
Right.
So at this stage, would I just be able to confirm whether you've instructed or had communication with any other solicitors to act for you in relation to an application to the redress scheme?
No, I haven't, no.
No, no problem. So with our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. And then if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on time spent and a success fee. However, the total fees, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. So inclusive 19.2% with the VAT, and you'll never pay more than that agreed cap.
Right.
So it's important I make clear as well, so we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the redress scheme operates on a discretionary basis, and I can explain that in greater detail during this call as well. But do you have any questions for me so far?
No.
No? Perfect. So if you decide to instruct us, what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the redress scheme, we gather and review all the evidence, prepare and submit the application, we do all the corresponding with the Scottish Redress Scheme. Then we can advise you on any offer made and assist with any reconsideration or review processes within the scheme as well. So if you're unhappy with the outcome, we can help with that as well.
Okay.
So we'll also explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and we'll make sure to fully explain it before you decide to accept anything. And it is important because accepting an award can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to matters. So you would never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Okay.
And also, if you decide to instruct us, so you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, fab. One last thing as well. So just so we're able to formally act for you, we'll require proof of your identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a copy of photographic ID and then a proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. So it's to comply with anti-money laundering regulations. So I'll send you an email regarding what we can accept. I'll send that now just so I know you have it then. But do you have any photographic ID?
I've got a driving license.
Yeah, fab. So just a photo of the driving license and then a letter or a bill or anything that's got a date within the last 3 months on it and your address, obviously.
Okay.
So you can either send us back to the email or we've also got a WhatsApp you can send them to as well.
Right, okay.
So just a few more questions and then we'll move on to the case settings. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, fab. So have you received any relevant payments before? So any criminal injuries, compensation authority, court ordered damages or advance payment scheme payments?
I received, I don't think it would be linked, but I received a payment when I was about 18 from the criminal injuries compensation authority, but that was due to an assault that happened to me. So I don't think that's linked or anything like that.
So was it done within the care setting or by anyone who worked at the care setting?
No, it wasn't, no.
Okay, that's okay. And then do you have any criminal convictions at all?
Yes.
Yeah? So is for any violent or sexual offences and with imprisonment of 5 years or more?
No.
No. Okay, and have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
No.
No. And regarding your application as well, you're able to nominate a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd then get in touch with them and they would take over. So you can do this at a later date or you can do it now. But would you like to add one?
Yes.
Yes. So would I be able to get their full name, please?
It's Donna Robertson.
Yeah. And date of birth?
The 30th. Of the 6th, 1981.
And then, do you have an email address or a telephone number?
I can't remember what our email address is. Our telephone number is 07 483 853 246.
And then, current address?
It is 26. Millbank Place. Millbank's all one word.
And what area is that?
That is in, it's Dumfries, it's at, well, Thornhill.
Is it Penpont?
Yes, that's correct, yep.
Perfect, thank you very much. And just a few questions then regarding your care background. So were you known by a different name before or during care?
No.
No. And would I be able to get your parents' names, if known?
Pauline Martin.
Yeah.
And Hardy Carruthers. Hardy is spelled H-A-R-D-I-E.
And at the time that you were placed into care, would your mum have had the name Martin?
No, at that time she had the name Carruthers.
it's in regards to when we access all your records, obviously your parents' names will be on them, so that's why we ask for those, just so it makes it easier for them to access them.
Right, okay.
And then would I be able to get the name of the GP surgery you're currently registered with?
It's a Charlotte Medical Practice.
And do you happen to recall the last address that you were living in before going into care? Or the area, or as much as you can remember?
It would have been Castle Douglas. I don't remember the address.
Okay. So in Dumfries, yeah?
Yeah, in Dumfries and Galloway, a town called Castle Douglas.
Okay, so moving on to the care settings now. So would you be able to let me know? So I can see here you added a note that you were in foster care for a year and then kinship then with grandparents.
Yes.
So regarding the kinship, so the redress scheme doesn't, the kinship isn't eligible for the redress scheme, so it would be the foster care.
Right, okay.
So is there a statement that you would like to put forward for your time in that foster care?
Well, no, it was just less than a year, and it was okay.
Yeah.
So it was all right. Mm. It was a kinship care of my grandparents, which was questionable at best.
So regarding the kinship, so there's also a way to go about it where you can put in more of a statement about social services. So if they were aware of anything going on, and obviously left you there, or if you were put there without the proper investigation going on to it, is there anything like that?
No, not as far as I'm aware.
So what was it about during the kinship care that you wanted to?
Well, my grandfather, he was fairly physically abusive towards my grandmother, and quite a lot of the time, I don't remember a lot of it, but from what I can remember, I caught quite a good bit of it as well, physically and verbally mostly. More verbally than physically, but certainly. Yeah.
Okay. Give me 2 seconds. I'll just quickly speak to my manager to see if we can put in a statement regarding this.
Right.
I'll be back then. Hiya, sorry about that. So I've just spoken now, and yeah, regarding the kinship, so I got a feel, so we could put an application in for you, but I'm not too sure if redress would accept it.
Right.
We can try anyway.
Okay.
So were you placed there through the authority, or was it a private family arrangement, you know?
As far as I'm aware, I was placed through the local authority.
Okay, so regarding that, you're more likely to be accepted if it was the authority that placed you there. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and we'll do a statement regarding it.
Okay.
And worst case, if they come back and say no, but obviously all we can do is try. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine. Okay. So you were first placed into foster care when you, Hannah, how old were you when you were in the foster care? An approximate, is okay.
I think it was about 9. I think. I can't even remember the year it was, but I think it was about 9.
Okay. So you said here, so you were in foster care for a year, then kinship with maternal grandparents for 5 until you reached 16.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Right, so it would have been about 9 or 10.
9 or 10, okay, fine.
And then I went into kinship care. I was primary 7, I remember that. I changed school in primary 7, halfway through primary 7. And I obviously, given my date of birth, I was quite young I was the youngest among the class. So it was possibly about 1991, I think I went to live with my grandparents.
Okay.
I left high school in 5th year in 1996 when I was 15, and I was still living with
them. Yeah, so about 19, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put it through as foster care, just as it technically is the same kind of thing, it's just kinship. But do you recall the area of the first one and with your grandparents? So what area was the first one in?
The foster care was it was Newton Stewart.
Newton Stewart, perfect. And then with your grandparents, where was that?
Yeah.
Was that the same area?
That was in Dalbeattie. Same, it's still Dumfries and Galloway, but it's quite a large area. It's quite a few miles away, like. It's still Dalbeattie.
Yeah. The Dalbeattie.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, 2 seconds. Okay, perfect. So regarding your time in the first one, so do you know why you were first placed into foster care?
Mum, from what I can remember, I lived with my mum. My mum and dad split up. I continued living with my mum. They split up when I was about 4, I think.
Yeah.
Then I went and lived with my dad for about a year and a half. Then I went back to live with my mum. And then after a period of time, there was something to do with a boyfriend of hers. And he kicked me out. I stayed with my dad for a week, and then that's when I ended up in foster care in Newton Stewart.
Okay.
That's all I can really remember.
Okay. And regarding your time in that first one, so did you say it was okay? Was there anything, so... It can be anything from abandonment, neglect, verbal, emotional, physical. It can be anything. Is there anything for that first one, or is that okay?
No, it was okay. What I can remember, it was fine.
Yeah.
It was a busy household. I wasn't just the only foster child there. There was always at least one other foster child there.
Yeah.
It was a big family as well. You know, they had quite a few of their own kids staying there as well.
Yeah. And was it the authorities then put you into kinship?
Yeah. I think my grandparents requested that I live with them.
Okay.
I think.
And then with your time then with your grandparents, so what was that?
It was all right to begin with. I mean, I used to hear them arguing quite a lot and my grandmother crying quite a lot.
Yeah.
And then it just got worse.
She said that you saw him when he was with your grandmother.
Yeah, I mean, I never seen him physically, like, you know, swing for her.
Yeah.
But he used to, it's just as bad, he used to push her about and kind of throw her about a bit and stuff like that. I mean, I think he did used to hit her in private when there was no one else there. Because she did used to appear the following day with, like,
yeah,
marks on her face and stuff like that. And it was always the same sort of, you know, a tripped or a bumped
yeah.
my head off a cupboard or, you know, tripped
yeah.
over and hit my chin on the chair, and it's just excuses.
And then did you say that you got caught in it a few times with him, so he ended up assaulting you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same sort of thing. He never used to hit me, but like physically, you know, like punches or anything like that, but it was a lot of kind of being thrown about and getting pushed about and stuff. A lot of
verbal
yeah.
Use.
Yeah.
And what would he say?
A lot of the time when he was talking to me, he would reference my mum. You know, like, I was exactly like her, and no wonder she didn't want me, and just stuff like that.
Yeah.
They're the two main things that I kind of remember, like.
Okay, so I've written up a couple of statements now regarding each setting. So is there anything that you'd like to add at all?
No, not that I can
No.
really think. I mean, it did have a lasting effect. It did have a lasting effect on me.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been suffering of since I was about kind of 14, 15. I've had some kind of severe mental health problems, and I've kind of I've got
Yeah.
them under control now. I recently, well, a few years ago, I went and kind of sought out help for them after
Yeah.
my fiance persuaded me to. So I've got psychiatry and psychology, and I take medication now, which has balanced me out, and but it did affect me for quite a long time after that.
Yeah.
It's about
Just say sort of like how you felt whilst you were there. So in a sense of obviously you were put with grandparents who thought obviously it would be okay and their family, but it wasn't. And was it?
yeah. Yeah, completely different to my other grandparents. My paternal grandparents were kind and loving, but I couldn't stay with them because we didn't have room. So obviously, my maternal grandparents, they're the ones that actually approached
Yeah.
the local authority to ask me to see about me living with them.
Okay, so I've just finished writing those up now. So the next thing to go to now is the type of application. So there's two types of applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the abuse you suffered. And there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is
Right.
decided by a closed panel dependent on the level you suffered. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and what you've shared with me, and
Right.
obviously then if they were to accept the kinship care, I can't promise, but with the authorities being the ones that placed you there, hopefully they will accept it. But I'd like to pursue an individually assessed one for you. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Whatever you think.
yeah. So you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress scheme in person or anything. So we'll provide a detailed witness statement on your behalf to the scheme to tell the story. So further down the line, once we gather all your records and all the evidence, we'll be in touch to do a witness
Okay.
statement with you. So it'll be another phone call, a slight bit longer,
Okay.
just with more focused questions to get a bit more detail with accuracy and things like that, okay? But following that now, so after everything we've spoken about,
Yeah,
so the next
okay.
steps would be for me to send you a few documents. So you're under no pressure obligation to proceed. If you'd like, I can send those out to you now. Yeah, fab. So I'll just send them now. So they'll come to you via email
Okay.
and text message. So it'll contain a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of
Right.
authority. So that's all the information I shared with you, and then plus the letter of authority. And then it'll have a part one and a part two, which will be everything you shared with myself.
Yep.
But if you'd like, so I can stay on the phone with you to help you navigate and sign the document. Or you can do it in your own time. It's completely your choice.
Right. I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So with the link, so just a couple tips for it. So when you
Yeah.
open the link, there'll be a yellow box on the bottom of the screen that says fields required. And if you click on that, it'll take you to each of the pages that need a signature. So there's about four overall. So you don't need to fill any of the forms out if there's any information missing. You don't need to
Right.
fill any of it out. That all gets done at a later date. And then once you've done those four signatures, so it's like a tap to sign box that you can either draw in or type in. So then you do those four, scroll down to the very, very bottom of the contracts, so you can't scroll anymore, then you'll be able to click the little tick box that says, I confirm my signature is legally binding. And then the button that says submit signature should become a darker blue, and then you should be able to submit that, and then that's when they'll come through to me. But if you have any problems or any questions or anything at all, okay, you're more than welcome to give me a call. And other than that, then it'll just be the proof of identity and address documents. So I sent you an email, so you can just send those back to the email. It's not like a form or anything.
Right, okay.
But yeah, so that's everything on my end. But do you have any questions for me at all?
Mm-hmm.
No? Do you have any questions, sorry?
No, yeah. No, I'm fine.
No problem. So what I'll do is,
no, I don't know. No,
that's no problem. So what I'll do is I'll keep an eye out now for the signed contracts. Obviously, you'll be happy to. And then when they're signed, I'll get your application sent over to Redress. And then hopefully then we'll hear back from them in a couple of weeks with an application number. But we'll keep you updated as much as possible. And if you have any problems, just give us a call, okay?
Yeah.
But that's fab. Well, thank you very much for your time. And I will...
Okay.
I look forward to seeing the documents and help you with your application. But thank you very much. Take care.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.